a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Thank you, inept hero. It is warm outside. It's going to be hot today, hot tomorrow, hot the next day, hot for the rest of the summer. And you're sitting there wondering, well, how can I help people who don't get any of the, well, we got the Operation Hydration thing. 16 years we've been doing that. 16 years! Operation Hydration is 16 years old. And Michael Caine is now the sponsor of it. But he told me that this year we have to do it differently. And we do. Can't have Eric out in the van because he will kill you and you will kill him. That's how it works with human interaction nowadays. You're grubby, can't be trusted. Eric's disgusting, can't be trusted.
Disgusting?
And you guys cannot. The two shall never intertwine during the COVIDs. So we can't send him out. We can't send him out and about. Yeah, but you wash and then somebody doesn't wash and touches you and now you're gross. You come home, you touch us, and we're all dead. Everybody's dying.
Yeah, that's no good.
No good. So we don't send Eric out for your safety and his and ours, most importantly. And so what do we do? What do we got here? How do we do this thing and still keep the Operation Hydration alive? Well, it's just as simple as this. Our friends at Safeway and Albertsons have stepped up and helped us out in a huge way. When you're at Safeway, starting, I believe, today, maybe even earlier, it might have been Tuesday this week, you'll hear my glorious voice reminding you that all you need to do is buy a case of water at the Safeway or the Albertsons, and there's a drop spot right there as you're leaving. We've actually made it a little easier for you. You don't have to go drive and see Eric. So if you're at Safeway or Albertsons and you're there, I'll go, hi, everybody, it's John from 98 KUPD. I'll be that friendly announcement in the Safeway you've always been afraid of, telling you, hey, if you want to help out the Phoenix Rescue Mission with the Operation Hydration for a 16th year, you can do it, and you can buy 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20. It would be great to have a big stack of stuff right there at the door to remind people, because what it does when you see it is breeds more people wanting to do it. So I actually think this year might be more successful than ever. You guys have always helped out and done great. Lerner and Rowe is back on board. They're doubling the efforts. They're helping us out with matching and all sorts of stuff. Larry H. Miller, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Surprise is also a drop spot for West Valley folk. And that area is blowing up. So there's a lot of stuff out there. If you want to go out and dump stuff off with those folks, Jesus Marshall are out there. They've got a drop spot up there. If you want to go look at cars, bring a thing of water. They'll treat you special.
That's pretty cool. You'll be in between like Yanni songs and stuff, huh?
Yeah, I'll be, yeah.
Be sweet.
Yeah. When you hear that, the girl from Ipanema, so lovely. Hey, everybody, it's John Oliver from 98 KUPD, Arizona's Real Rock. Hope you're enjoying your trip through Safeway. By the way, we're helping out the Phoenix Rescue Mission with Water Drive. You can help with that. Now, back to the Muzak.
Did you do it like that, a little smoother than normal?
I did.
Or did you do David Lee?
You know what I know. You know what I did catch myself doing? I started speaking to people as if they were mentally retarded. I recorded that thing. I'm like, "Hello, Safeway shoppers."
He looked at me and he said, "You're letting me go?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I thought you were going to change it.
What did I say? I'm like, "Am I being condescending?"
Yeah.
Hello, Safeway shoppers. It's John Holmberg. Soon a tennis ball will be thrown at you to see if you're through your medication. If you catch it, we're on the right track. Welcome to Awakenings. Yeah, I talked to them.
You have to do it a little different. It's a different crew.
It's a different vibe, and the people don't necessarily know who I am. I don't want to come out of the gate screaming poopy and dicks and stuff. I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing the show at Safeway. But, yeah, the Safeway shoppers will get a taste of me.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
I can't either. Actually, I'm going to giggle my ass off at Safeway. Just go in there and just go, it's coming.
There it is.
Yeah. I'm proud to be an American. We're at least. Hello, Safeway shoppers. I'm Jim Nance. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here along with Tony Romo.
We didn't get Brady in the mix. A
lot of 10 for 10 deals going on right now.
No, I couldn't imagine that. I've just been like,
hey, everybody.
This guy and a screeching cat were at the Safeway. No, you don't understand.
Only in the meat department.
Brady's there anyway. Did you hear, John? Where did you come from?
Get some water, deadbeat.
But, it will help. So if we build the big pyramid, like we'll call it the Epstein Pyramid of Water, because he's very good at building pyramids. The Epstein Pyramid of Water, and then we'll build that thing up. And when you see that, when you first walk in, then you'll have, of course, the glorious idea of thinking, well, if everybody else is doing it, I'm doing it. It breeds donations when
the other
you
thing
see
is
the pile.
The bottled water is even more important this year because a lot of the stations that used to have just a cooler and cups, they can't do that with COVID.
So it's very true.
You got to be able to get the bottles. It's safer.
So, yeah, that's an excellent point. the fact that we can't just have the stations are already opening up. I don't know if you saw that. Like, they've got these heat relief stations, and yeah, you're right. They changed everything on how they're doing it. So before it used to just be handing things out. Now there's protocols and safety measures and all this other stuff, and there's more people at the Phoenix Rescue Mission than there's been in the last few years because a lot more people need stuff. They cook with it. They use it for all sorts of different things, and you know, it's more of a need than ever as we go through this very weird thing. But yeah, at Safeway Albertsons, they've helped out a ton, and there's a bunch of people to thank along the way, and I'm sure all summer long we'll get to everybody. But Lerner and Rowe matching out, Larry H. Miller and Surprise, just awesome people, really good people. That, you know, and we didn't even ask them. That's the good part about that. We didn't even say, "Hey, you guys want to help?" They're like, "Can we do this?" I'm like, "Do you want to?" And I'm like, well, "Yeah,
if we're in."
Yeah, I'm like, "You know what? Yes, that's awesome." So. We got a good group of people that we don't have to make phone calls and drain them. They actually want to be part of it. And it's all to help out the Phoenix Rescue Mission, which does. When you go down there and see the work they do and how fast, like the last few years, for those of you who know what we've been doing with this, and we'll occasionally shoot a picture of the warehouse of what you've donated midsummer, and it is a full airplane hangar of bottled water. And you go back end of summer, and it is an empty airplane hangar of no water because all of it gets used, and they try to carry as long as they can, but you're blown away at how much need there is for this. And again, I always say it, we're the fifth largest city. We just took over the 10th largest metropolitan area in America. We just passed Boston. This place is growing like crazy. Fifth largest city in the country, and we've got a problem where people can't get water, and we kind of maybe know it gets hot here. I think pretty much everybody's hip to that, right? So we needed to do this. It's our hurricane. Florida has hurricane measures in place just in case. It's our storm shutters to have water at the ready for everybody. So I love that this happens. I love you guys step up. So when you're at Safeway and you hear the glorious tones of that beautiful voice saying, "Hello, everybody. Thirsty, kids?" A lot of people go thirsty. And in our Valley of the Sun, oh, by the way, I'm the dick joke guy on 98 KUPD. Call me John.
You should throw another, get your veg.
You know what I want to be there and hear? Yeah, like Tyson Fury yeah. just shows up. Or why not just have you show up and do movie quotes?
Oh, it's in there.
Guess this movie quote. What movie am I quoting? That guy's aggressive. Of course, it's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Everybody remembers that scene.
Brady's one-word movie quotes. It's Name That Movie with Brady Bogan.
That's a game. That's a fun game.
I can name it in one word.
We got to play that
all
today.
All right.
Bill and Ted's.
Hey, you dropped the N-word, and there's a lot of Quentin Tarantino and
everything
movies.
Quentin's done. I'm going to go with Django Unchained on this one. Correct. It's not what we were looking for. But, yeah, so it's interesting. So we'll get it all together, and thank you guys in advance. But I can't wait to be in the Safeway and hear the old lady going,
"He sounds nice. What station was that again? I'm tuning in."
Oh, no.
And the next thing you know,
what? What's a honey hole? I'm calling everyone.
So, yeah. But in advance of that and us being shut down for our charitable endeavors, that brings Gladys from Sun City over to the party and makes us all shut down. Because that's what's going to happen. I'm fine with that.
We can welcome Gladys in.
Oh, I welcome her, but she's not going to want to be here after a little while.
I didn't know it was an orgy. Yeah.
Maybe Gladys will surprise you, John.
Gladys would probably like it.
He's a sweet boy.
Yeah. It's Gladys's daughter. It's like, "Mom, what are you listening to?
These guys are fun. They talk about their dicks like nobody's ever seen one."
Who is this? This is disgusting. My mother is letting them start protecting grandma because she might have lost it. And then some 43-year-old woman doesn't want mom tooling around listening to Tool with dick jokes. Next thing you know, we got nuns with, you know, poster boards outside saying, I don't know.
That's why Brady's here. He can relate to the older folks.
Hey, you guys, you have to understand. I'm with you. We all hate the same things. Now get off our porch.
Oh, crap. Maybe not.
Hey, he quoted Bill and Ted.
Granddad is the hippest.
Yeah, he knows.
Hey, that's a quote from Bill and Ted. It's taken out of context, you see.
That'll just go out while you're going by the cigarette section.
So I hear you've done some strange stuff, boy. Yeah, that's what I thought.
You look like the type.
You look like the type that humps a lazy boy. Of course you have.
Anywho, Operation Hydration. It's all for charity, as clearly mentioned in that entire promo we just did. But yeah, being the voice in Safeways and stuff. This is my week this week. I had to do voiceovers for Safeway announcements, which is what my dad probably thought I was going to do for a living. Clean up an aisle five. Clean up an aisle five. Oh, wait, that's my job. And then, of course, a modeling shoot yesterday, which was very awkward and uncomfortable for me. I hated every second.
Did you get any makeup done?
No. They tell you in the thing, it's like, bring your own crap. We're not touching you because of COVID. Nobody's. Right. We got lights and cameras and dudes, and that's it.
Dodge that ball.
You're like, I've got a makeup person.
Yeah, so I'll do that.
Oh, did you put some stuff on?
No, I didn't. I'm camera ready at all times. And then it's awkward because no one, like, you introduce yourself. That was my first moment in the coronavirus where I've met new people. And I didn't realize that until yesterday. I haven't met anybody new. Since March, I have not been in a situation where I've needed to be introduced to someone. So it was my first day. And the guys were really nice, but you walk into a room and everybody just stands there. And then you go, hi, I'm John. And the other goes, I'm John too. I'm Dave.
You didn't go with the salute? Come on,
man. We all kind of just. Did little weird like chicken peck face thing.
I'm into the salute.
The
now.
Salute's not bad.
That's my thing.
I didn't know what to do, so we
or a bow.
Bellamy salute.
Yeah, that's the Hitler move.
Oh, not that one. No. That's called the Bellamy salute.
Yeah, we talked about
yesterday.
Yeah, I just
remember hearing the name.
I just kind of waved from 5 feet away. Hi there. Hi neighbor.
Hi.
How are you? And they're like, hi, howdy. And they're like, so what do we do now? As we've broken every protocol I've ever been taught on how you introduce yourself to someone. But you have to. And then I go over there and I take a couple of pictures and they're standing on the white box. I'm like, okay, I'm standing there. I'm like, now what? And
they take your picture on a white box?
We are in this white section. Everything's white. And there's on the floor, there's a white square. And it's all
you're too short
for background. No, not stand on a box. I've never heard that. I know that's what you would assume. You have to stand on something.
You know how it feels, John.
No. They put a white box on the ground. For you, it would be a lifting box, but you probably only wore your dad's lift shoes because he said, this helps, boy.
Be a white scissor lift.
No, see, when they tape a box, it's like when cats, you tape a box of tape.
Climb right in
a
it.
A square. I'll say a square so it doesn't get
trust
confused.
Me, I know about boxes.
It's a square. I bet you do. Crates and boxes. It's my first kiss, and I didn't have a crate, so... I grabbed a limb of a branch.
That truck I got out there?
Yeah.
In order to, the window, I got some bug stains on the window.
Yeah.
And I tried to reach over to get the middle part. Can't get there.
It's a Subaru Brat, by the way. It's a Chevy Love. It's the smallest truck you've ever seen.
I need to get a ladder.
Still can't get it, yeah.
But I'm too embarrassed to do it in my own driveway.
You have to get a ladder to do your daughter's hair. So that's saying nothing. But anyway, yeah, I'm standing in the little white section there and I'm taking some pictures and then it was all over. And normally you'd be like, hey, pleasure meet you. See you later. And the protocol's gone. It's all over. And they stood there and
they just left?
And I'm like, we'll see you guys. You leave and they're like, bye, it's been nice. I'm like, yeah, it's been great. Bye. And you feel this weird obligation turn and say something else. I had a great time. And then you just leave. I'm like, I didn't really have that good a time. It was
you know what needs to come back is capes. Because then you could do like a vampire.
Big exits. Or smoke bombs. That would have helped out yesterday. Well, goodbye. And then you just run for the exit.
Yes. That's an exit right there.
That's how I'm going to start doing stuff. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Okay. And now I make my grand exit. Goodbye to you all. Who was it? Where'd he go?
So cool.
Where'd he go? That's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Did you get that on film? No, I didn't know he was going to do it.
A cape with a smoke
bomb. Dude's known for it.
Man.
Have one that misfires.
You got to kind of, I think you have to throw the smoke bomb.
It just doesn't go off.
Yeah, nothing happens.
See you later.
And then Brady showed up and he's like, all right, guys, see ya. Why?
So aggressive, that Brady.
Why the homo F word? Why? Why? And then he threw smoke at me and it misfired.
I got it confused and I lit a dude on fire and called him a homo F word and left.
Yeah, it was really weird, and it hadn't crossed my mind that I had not been in a situation to meet someone new in months.
So you felt a little awkward.
Yeah, it's a little awkward. It's just it's a strange new dance, and it's this. I don't want to offend anybody. And the guys had masks on, and I had mine in my pocket. I'm like, you want me to mask up? And he's like, you're good. I'm like, okay. And then they had these shields, and I'm like, that's the future right there. That's what I want, the shield, because at least I can see somebody mouthing out "F you" underneath it.
Right.
And so they're like, well, we can do a couple shots in the shield. I'm like, nah. Let's get a couple pictures of this mug and let's get out of here. So, yeah, so it was just odd. The whole thing was this weird kind of dance of awkwardness.
I've been dealing with it for a little while because of real estate.
Yeah.
Like our clients, we usually like to meet up with them first, like have a coffee or something. But now we just, all right, let's start showing houses. You stay way over there.
Yeah.
I'll open the door. You go in. We'll follow.
At least it's most people weird. Think about it.
What
that,
a dance
you're around. That's the good thing.
I suppose.
I haven't run into one person that has to really, I got to be near you or whatever.
Oh, close talkers? Yeah. Where are all the close talkers?
Yeah, I think they know.
No, they're done.
Are they done?
The best thing about a close talker now is the ability to push them. You are too close. Now, before you had to be nice and like, oh, this is just this guy's way.
You know, take their spit.
Now you can tell them, no, I rebuke you.
They got COVID immediately.
And then Fred would say, why? And I'd say, Fred, you're too close to me. But I want to talk about hockey. No, Fred.
Imagine. That's probably how this thing spread so much. Close talkers. They probably just destroyed the country immediately. Spitting out constantly.
I don't wonder if close talkers had
1918? Absolutely.
Chinese close talking.
Yep.
It's been a problem for years. Yep. Well, they're all bundled up.
They don't have a choice.
They're crammed together in there.
That's what we need to do. Get rid of all the close talkers and we'll be fine.
Brady, this guy's a little bit close to me, don't you think? No, no, no. I don't want his germs. Jesus Christ, man.
That's how you get rid of close talkers.
Bill and Tedum right out of the room.
I guess I shouldn't call for close talker genocide. We just need to train.
Why not? If they're not willing to change.
It's behavior.
They're like loaded weapons.
They are, man. Machine guns.
I just wanted to get closer and tell you that I want to talk hockey. That's my friend Fred, who's too close. He's too close.
Did you have a conversation with Fred?
I'm doing it right now. Fred, stop it. Now, he knows. He's been told by several people. I giggle at it. But Fred, you know, there's people who just do it. And it's not intentionally trying to be awkward. And occasionally it's all right. But sometimes it's very funny because you're like, you know, when Seinfeld hit it on the mark when they had Judge Reinhold come and the camera got so close to how close he actually was when he was talking. And you're like, we've all felt that. And then when you're in a big space and someone's an inch and a half from your face, it's twice as funny to see because I've seen close talkers talk to other people at my house because we got a couple of them. And Doug downstairs just sitting in his chair pinned against a wall. And the dude is just hanging like on a 45. And we're talking 4 or 5 inches from his face.
Is he bracing himself against the wall right beside Doug?
He's bent down like the Truly Nolan guy. He should have a hammer behind his back.
We have to stop being nice about it, man.
That's the thing.
Well, now with this COVID.
I wouldn't think Doug would put up with that.
He doesn't drink.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm throwing that out.
It can. Like there was, because I get it every once in a while, we'll do an events, KPD events. Like we'd have a table. And there'd be a close talker that would actually go around the table to get right in my grill.
I have always been good about, hey, with the close talker to strangers. What? I'm like, you're one of those. You're too goddamn close to me. You're spitting all over me. I don't know who you are. And then when you get to be friends with somebody and find out later they're a close talker, it gets more awkward because you think they're going to be offended. Like, I want to hear what you have to say, but I can hear. I'm not, you know. You don't have to whisper it to me in my ear. Just step back.
Another PSA we'll throw out there instead of the texting and driving.
Oh,
close talking.
That's more important to me than texting and driving.
Tell your close talking friend.
I've said it a million times. Look, I'm in an effort to be completely transparent. I don't like texting and driving, but I do it a lot. And I can't stop myself. I try. But if the joke's too funny, it has to go out now. It's my only outlet. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, the timing of this is too good. So, and it, you know, in 10 minutes when I fire off the Harambe, it's not going to work.
And if we're doing PSAs.
Well, knock it off, John. Yeah, knock it off.
You're right. I should. But you know what? It has to start with me, and I have to want to.
Yep.
And right now, you can't force me. It's like
you're
drugs.
A hypocrite.
I am not a hypocrite. I'm being the opposite of a hypocrite right now. I agree we should all stop doing it. But I'm telling you right now. In an effort to not be a hypocrite, I still do it.
When your little commercial goes out, that's being
I say you shouldn't do it. And I agree with that. Now, I'm going to keep doing it.
He doesn't say, I don't
yeah,
do
I
it.
Yeah, I didn't at one point say, I've stopped doing it 100%. That's hypocritical. I agree with
that's
the,
true.
I agree with the message 100%, but I cannot stop. Drug addicts say all the time, you shouldn't do drugs. It's terrible. And then they do drugs. That's not hypocritical. That's them saying, I can't stop.
I agree
stop.
With you. I just can't stop.
I wish I could. I don't know how. I don't know. I do. I've done much less than I used to. But I'm terrible.
You know whose fault it is? It's the stoplights. If they didn't have stoplights, we wouldn't do it.
You know, and it's also nagging from the wife.
You've got precious cargo in the car right now, and you tend to want to text when I'm in here.
I'm like, look, lady, I text the whole time.
Precious cargo.
Well, you should stop. Don't you care about me?
Like I do, and that's why I'm so good at this. I'm good at both at once. I'm a multitasker.
Oh.
I'm like, now I just want to text just so you are annoyed by it. Like, I want to bother you with this.
My
show
wife,
you how good I am.
My wife won't say anything, but I can feel
it. You can feel
it.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm doing it.
Yeah. Sometimes I put
just
it right in front
songs.
Of my face. I got to check some stuff out on the internet. I want to read and drive. But yeah, I'm bad about it. I'm not telling you that I think it's dumb to say stop it. It's brilliant. It's the smartest thing in the world. The message is right. I'm just struggling with it. I struggle. I'm a real person with real problems. That is a huge struggle for me. And anybody who says they've completely abandoned it, I think you're a part of about a 2% minority, which is why we have to run these PSAs. It's tough.
I try to be better.
So I've tried to be better too. So I hook it up to my CarPlay.
Yeah.
And I do the voice text, and it's a catastrophe.
Oh, God.
So then Eric O'Connell said, I got this itch in my ass, and I've got this thing I wanted to talk about. I'm like, you probably have hemorrhoids. You said you probably eat hammer joints. Hammer joints. Really? So I pick up my phone, and I erase hemorrhoids at 78 miles an hour on the 202.
You usually get to your destination before that talk-to-text thing's over.
Then I start, oh, please.
Because of all the corrections.
Yeah.
Try telling a Harambe joke to your car. Dicks out for Harambe. You said dicks out for Jamba Juice. Right. No, I didn't.
That's not going to be funny.
I do want to see that, bro.
Do you want me
though?
To send that? No, idiot.
Redo it.
Change it. I'll do it. I got this.
There is a Jamba Juice 1.8 miles away.
Yeah, then it goes to the map. Yep.
I gave her side eye the other day when she did the little three dots on the thing and then said, cancel, change, send were the three up. Would you like me to send that? And I just stared at that screen like, I hate you so much.
You're getting a cursing fit?
And then I could kill someone else because I'm staring at her.
I curse at
Siri.
The radio.
Oh, I yell at Siri all the time.
You son of a mother.
How in the world did you get that out of that? How in the world? What is warbled? What you threw warbled and you would like to warble with me. What the hell is a warble? That's not a word. You took a word I said and made it a not word and then threw it back to me in dictation?
That's
the worst
Harry Potter curse.
Worst secretary ever.
We yell at Siri like she's a person.
Oh, well, because she pretends to be one. I'm here to help. Okay. What the hell's a warble?
You bet.
I thought you said warble. Why would I say warble? Who programmed you to think warble is ever in a sentence? Ever. I said war bonds. Cash in the war bonds. That's an antiquated sentence. Oh, you know antiquated? You don't know war bonds? Idiot. Oh, I get in arguments with her. Yeah, there was a whole time. I was just driving around the other day trying to teach her new stuff. You know? She can't do anything right. So I do. I text and drive. And I need to stop. Close talking, texting, and driving both need to be eradicated. One is going to be much easier because I don't do it. And I know there's people out there say, hey, I shouldn't close talk. I catch myself. I don't know I'm doing it. But I love teasing the close talker. That's for darn sure. And I've said that to people. Like, I see that's the thing that needs to happen more. Friends shouldn't let friends get trapped by a close talker. Although I find it endlessly entertaining.
You love to laugh at it.
I love it. The real thing to do is go, why are you so close to my friend Doug right now? He can't breathe. Take a step back, and you need to be the outside source that sees it, recognize it, and saves a friend.
But it's more fun to stand there
and
laugh.
Man, is it funny to watch Doug struggle up against a wall.
John, it's not quite a Colin Robinson situation.
Pretty
but
close.
It is a vampire-ish situation to watch a close talker that drains you the closer he gets to you.
It is Colin Robinson in that energy vampire way. It is, and that's what we need to do. As friends, we need to find it less funny and stop the struggle. But there's been situations where I've known close talkers are around, and I'll have somebody buffer. I'm like, you stand right here. And if it starts to happen, you come over here and get in between the two of us.
Man, how do you get chosen for that job?
You get free drinks.
Yeah, I don't want to be the in-betweener.
Yeah.
No, it's not in-between. It keeps the close talker at bay. The close talker, if you'll notice, only close talks to the recipient of the conversation, never the ancillary human. So if you have a second person that's between you, the close talker keeps his distance. Like, well, I don't want to get close to him. I want to get close to you. I do it with my friend Max all the time. Max is my buffer.
Hmm.
Like, Max, you stay right here. And if you see me with a man named Max Power, the man with a name you'd love to touch.
Max Power,
the man with the name you'd love to touch, but you mustn't touch.
His parents are funny.
His last name's Connor, but Homer Simpson changed his name to Max Power for an episode. And when I met him, I thought he said his name was Max Power. And I'm like, that's not real, but I love it. And that stays.
John, at least you speak clearly. Yeah. Brady, please show us your Siri conversations.
She gets it right every time.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
You quoted Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Brady and Siri have a great relationship.
Good stuff.
John, have you ever switched the language on your Siri?
No.
You need to switch it to English, mate. It's a way better conversation,
that's what
and
Kirby
at least you
did.
Find yourself getting mad at her with the cuss words that she understands.
I speak English. What would I switch to?
No, the
UK
Queen's
accent.
English.
Yeah.
British. Idiot.
British accent.
English. Mate. Switch your language to English, man. You're on American. I'm on English. No, 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 no.
So she'll talk to me with an accent?
Yeah
I've
French
done that.
Accent.
I've had her Australian before, which is pretty great.
When you had your C-word wife in there, right?
Wasn't that with an Australian accent? My Aunt Joan. No, that was straight across. Because I say the C-word more than I say aunt, and I'd forgotten how close the spelling is. It's a one-letter difference.
And
different pronunciation.
That was with an accent?
No, no accent. I just told my dad, I'm like, I don't want to go if
Aunt Joan.
It didn't say Aunt Joan.
Right.
It said something else. My dad texts back, that's my sister. I'm like, well, sorry.
I know it's your sister.
Got a little pushy about religion last time. Made me a little uncomfortable. I like her. I think she's wonderful. But why do you keep calling her that? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I went back and read, and I had called her C-word Joan about six times. It's hilarious. It auto-corrected the word aunt. To the C word, because I text that word so much. Hilarious. What are you going to do? Brady throws that word out singularly.
C-bomb!
And he's quoting? Anybody? Anybody?
Nothing. Got nothing.
Nothing on that one? Come on now. Ben Kingsley?
Bricktop?
No. Well, Bricktop's pretty good. We'll accept Bricktop as the answer.
Yeah, any Guy Ritchie movie?
Yeah. Guy Ritchie throws it out there, but I think the record for it is in that Ben Kingsley movie. Now I'm confused by it because I'm thinking of Guy
Beast,
Ritchie movies. Beauty. For Christ's sake, John. Old man brain. Sexy Beast. Great movie. C-word's in it like 121 times. It really makes you fall in love with it. In British movies, they say it a lot, too. But boy, that you are consuming the C-word when you watch Sexy Beast. And it's Gandhi, for God's sakes. That's the best part. The dude who played Gandhi and still looks like him. Amazing. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there, Eric?
All right, wake-up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. If you want to stand 6 feet apart and buy a house, get in touch with us, ELOteam.com. We got Korn, Did My Time, Foo Fighters, The Sky's the Neighborhood, The Devil's Bleeding Crown, from Volbeat, Slipknot, The Heretic Anthem, Disturbed.
The Sky is a Neighborhood. I think that's good for SpaceX because it's about to be. The Foo.
10 years, right, John?
Well, no, that won't be the Neighborhood. That'll be just tours.
Oh, tours.
Quick bus tours, you know.
I don't buy any of this.
40 years. Hey, could be. Maybe. I mean, with this thing, I think we'll have people in space sooner than you think because there's two companies vying for it, and that always speeds stuff up. Virgin and SpaceX fighting to be the first people to get passenger travel space.
And how many have booked?
Tons.
Like each one
That's
of them
the
have.
Thing. Virgin has a long list of people. Like, when you do it, I'm in. And so, and I think at the point that he started, it was like $100,000 a pop. And it's
at
whittled
least,
down
yeah.
a lot. But, all they have to do is get clearance and have a couple. They just don't want to run into the liabilities of killing a family. So you just sign your life away when you get in there. And there's tons of people. I'm one of them. I would do it in a heartbeat if it wasn't so pricey. It doesn't seem worth it yet. I'll wait for the prices to come down, like DVDs.
So what's a price you're willing to pay?
I'd go $10,000 to go into space, 10 or 15. For a tour, to stay overnight, you start getting into that 40-50 range.
Then there,
they better have some good food, though. They better have a nice treatment. It can't be like, you know, yurts.
The one talk of bringing back, similar to the Concorde, that flies at a higher altitude that's almost space flight. They're coming out with a plane for commercial
it's different.
Travel.
In space, it's different. They do circles. You're floating.
Yeah.
You get to experience weightlessness. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's just really cool about hopping up there. And, yeah, I mean, if you start looking at it from the perspective of how far we've gone in 50 years, another 40 to have stuff up there is completely not unreasonable. I mean, we just basically stopped thinking about it from 74 to 82. And then the space shuttle was the first idea to say, well, we can send a plane up and bring it back down without blowing stuff up.
That's the other thing that was fascinating. Look at that rocket. You know, we were talking about the spacesuits, how streamlined they looked. You look at that rocket, the nose of it. And I was trying to tell Kirby, I'm like, you know, over the years, how big it used to be, the three stages of the, just the rocket engines. Now it's just one.
And that was the space shuttle.
It's a bottle
that thing was
rocket.
So big. And then Kirby said, and it was like, man, you guys are peas
that's Bob. You're talking about peas
and
astronaut Bob.
Bob and Doug?
Yeah.
Stop calling them by their first names, especially when it's linked to comedy classics. Strange Brew cannot be tied to my SpaceX launch for history.
It'd be kind of more fun. You know, they're drinking the whole time.
Oh, if it was the real, if they had toques on instead of space helmets, I'd be in.
Be entertaining.
It's Rick Moranis. And...
Sorry, host heads. There'll be no takeoff today. Oh, been in these seats forever, eh?
That was the problem with some of the astronauts back in the day. They're a little boring.
Well.
Neil Armstrong, a little boring.
It was boring. I mean.
They had no personalities.
600 million people watched them.
Yeah, I know, but they really, were entertaining
think,
a little.
I don't think anybody was complaining too much at the end going, well, that was a letdown. The whole moonwalk. Boring. How about some jokes, Neil?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Give me something.
How about some C-bombs in space?
Now, what you know about Neil Armstrong being boring comes from that terrible Ryan Gosling movie.
Yeah, that movie showed
Was that
how
John
boring.
Glenn? That was John
that
Glenn.
Was, oh, yeah.
What a drag that cat was. I'm with you on that one. Man, oh, man, at least personally, he had his mind on space pretty much all the time. How about a movie with no script where we just watch John Glenn reflect a lot? Okay, we'll make it 3 hours long. Oh, great idea. Yeah. But Bob and Doug, look, it's definitely going to be more entertaining. With
get like
Moranis
the beer hat
times.
On.
Oh, forget it.
Instead of, you don't even need the space helmet.
That newfangled European record. Square. Must be from Europe, eh? And then the whole thing's just great. Strange Brew. Elsinore beer everywhere. Rosie La Rose. I loved Rosie La Rose. I could talk Strange Brew for hours now that Bob and Doug are back in the vernacular of America. But the sad thing was half the people watching didn't even know how funny every time they mentioned Bob and Doug going to space was. Because your mind took it a different direction.
You'd be hammered
if
you had to take
God.
A drink.
So great. Oh, yeah, they said it a lot.
Station identification.
KUPD, Arizona.